Welcome back to Fans of the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. And tomorrow afternoon, Southeastern University is having their homecoming. Really, a literal homecoming. 4 o'clock against Houston Baptist. The Lions will take on the Huskies on October 16th. It is a homecoming. It's also their first home game. Opened up with 5 straight road games because of Hurricane Ida. They won 4 of those games. They're 11th ranked in the FCS right now, off of their best start since 1980. Head coach Frank Selfo joins us now. And coach, it's been a rough road for you and your team, but you're home now. I can't imagine what it feels like and what it's going to be like for that team and yourself to be at Strawberry Stadium tomorrow at 4.
Oh, Mike, I appreciate you guys having me on, but it will be. It'll be exciting for us. We're really looking forward to it. You know, it's just the opportunity to play those 4 this year, though, has really been something we've looked forward to each and every Saturday. So I think being able to be in front of the crowd, the kids being able to play in front of their classmates, their family members, things like that for the first time this season, I just know they're looking forward to it.
Now, you unfortunately actually have some experience with this since you were with Tulane in 2005 as the offensive coordinator when Katrina hit. Now you literally had to move the team to a northern part of the state, but you have had experience in having to deal with this. How did you message that to your team? They still got to play. Everything was late, but you went on the road. Some games got moved. How did that experience help, sadly, and how did you message it?
Yeah, it really did, Mike. You know, the Monday we woke up here after Ida, I called my brother, Chris, who was the head coach at Tulane at that time, and my son, Anthony, who was a player on that team, is now on my staff. And we started comparing notes of what we did right, what we did wrong, what do we need to fix, what do we need to the main points, hit the main points of what was going on. And we addressed those issues, and we think, we did a much better job this time. Different situation, but we felt like we did, comparing contrasts in the notes and the things that we could have improved on and the things we really did well, and kind of used that as a game plan when we left and we evacuated a day later.
Coach, how you doing?
Deuce, man, you're the man. How you been, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Definitely good awesome. To see you. Talk to you.
No doubt, man. I do miss you.
I miss you too, Coach. I gotta
not
get
that
up.
I don't miss you, Mike.
Nah, it's all right. It's all good, man. It's all good.
I do miss Deuce.
Coach.
I coached against Deuce, Mike, when he was at Ole Miss, so I never coached against you.
That's
Coach. Mike doesn't know about our coffee sessions. I'll never, Coach Selfo coming over and Chris coming over and at one point you had I can't even think of his name right now, but I know he would come over. Coach would come over and just have coffee. And this was when I was in the NFL and just to get to know him. Get to know him and follow, his career, and then obviously getting to know you a little bit. And so obviously I'm proud of you, but I know Mike has just talked about that challenge and how excited your guys are to be able to play at home and then to celebrate a homecoming. Just go through a little bit of that as far as when you talk about checking your notes and some of the things that you do forget or some of the things that you feel like that maybe just an experience like this, how it helps to bring a team closer together.
Yeah, and really did, Deuce. Appreciate you asking that because, one of the things that we did that we talked about, we left for Katrina when we were in a hotel for a couple of weeks. We didn't spend a lot of time with each other as a team. We gave them some time off. We felt like they needed some time off. We felt like they needed their space. But what they really needed was each other. They needed we all needed somebody else in there. And there wasn't a lot of communication back into New Orleans and the city and the surrounding areas that got hit by Katrina. Well, we thought about that the same thing when Ida hit. We got a lot of players from South Louisiana, from south of New Orleans, from the river parishes, that there was some destruction and devastation in their families. And to give them too much free time off, that allowed their minds to wander a little bit. So we spent more time this time team building, doing some things, spending time with each other, not necessarily football, just playing cornhole and cards and bingo and things like that, having the guys just sit around and just communicating with each other so that there wasn't a lonely feeling when you're out, you know, sitting in a hotel for 2-3 weeks. And I think it really helped us bond. I think we're a close team, but I saw us even get closer during this time period that we were evacuated.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your team and what you want to be able to accomplish the rest of this season.
You know, it's each and every week, and you know this, Deuce, is each and every week you're looking for some slight improvements in every area, right? And we played really well offensively, but we've got a tendency to cut some drives short because of a turnover or a penalty, a self-inflicted wound. And so we want to eliminate those on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, we're playing better and better each and every week. We got to continue to improve on that. But every now and then we have a breakdown. And those are mental errors, again, self-inflicted wounds that we call them, that we can correct. We can fix those things. And so on that side of the ball, I think that's a chance for us to get better. That's where the most improvement can come for us is defensively. Guys that are maturing, we're young on that side of the ball, but they're maturing and they're growing. And I think that's where you'll see us improve as the season progresses more and more. Offensively, we got to get better and just be more precise. We're a precision-type football team. We're not a team of innovation. We're a team of execution, and I think it's critical that when we don't execute the way we need to, you see some breakdowns take place. So that's kind of where the focus is, but it's every day, man. You go out, you practice. We're practice is everything to us, and our preparation during the course of the week helps indicate how we're going to do on Saturday.
Big win over Nicholls State. Southland Conference, you had Cole Kelly, you had the Offensive Player of the Week, you had the Defensive Player of the Week, Alexis Ramos, and is it Gage, am I saying it right, is it Lauverdane?
Lauverdane, yeah. Right.
Special Teams Player of the Week. So you had the Offensive, Defensive, and the Special Teams Player of the Week. That, I feel like that was a pretty solid effort.
Yeah, I think so. I think those kids did a nice job. But, you know, it was a team effort. You play a heck of a program. Nicholls has been on top of this world for so long. Well, since I've been here at Southeastern, for sure. And Coach Rebo does a hell of a job down there. And, you know, you want to measure yourself against the best. And then you measure yourself against yourself when you reach those levels. And that's where we're at right now. So I think competing against them is what's so important for me, to be able to go out and beat a team like that at their place. And, you know, I was impressed with our football team and the way they competed and handled, because you're going to run into adversity during the course of those games. There's going to be some adversity. And we handled it really well, and it gave us a chance to come out on the top end at the end of the game.
And the way the league shakes out, you get them again. You get McNeese State again, you get Northwestern State again, and you wrap up the season with Nicholls State again. Now, that one's going to be in Hammond, but the way it shakes out, you get them all again. So you got to keep that foot on the pedal, right?
Yeah, you do, Mike. You know, when I was in Jacksonville in the NFL, we just, you know, you did that in every division. I mean, you still do it, right? And you win the game that you're playing. You don't plan much ahead, because the dynamics of each team changes as the season changes because of injury, possibility of weather, crowd noise, home and away, all of those things. Those things factor into the game. So you take the game that you play. You play that game. You game plan for that game, and you do everything that you can to win that game. Then when it's over with, you take those notes and you write down all the things that you think you might need for second game and your game plan, things like that. And then you go play the rest of the season. Then when you play those guys again, you pull them back out and you say, what's changed? What's the same? What can we use? What can we not use? And then move forward from there. So it's not a unique situation, because the NFL does it every year. It's a little unique for college.
Well, I just have one more thing, Coach. We appreciate your time out on Friday night when you got a game tomorrow at 4. We very much appreciate it. But I'm not an Ole Miss guy. I'm an FCS guy. I'm a James Madison guy. So I've been to Frisco, Texas a couple of times in the last few years. So here's all I'm asking. I also have a daughter, Katie, who is a sophomore at Southeastern. So on January 8th, if you could, JMU versus Southeastern in Frisco, Toyota Stadium, for the FCS title. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Hey, Mike, I promise you, I will do everything that I can to make your dreams come true. Now, first off, it sounds like Katie's the real smart one in your family, so I'm not there. I would love to see her. But if you got some pull up there, James Madison, I'd love to play a home-and-home against those guys, man. They come down to Hammond American, we'll run up there to James Madison, play them. If we can keep that in the preseason, we'll meet in for the national championship. I'd love to do it in Frisco, Texas.
January 8th. Well, best of luck tomorrow. You know, just having that crowd and having everybody there at Strawberry Stadium. I appreciate your time. And, again, best of luck. And one day we'll have some coffee together.
Mike, thank y'all so much, Deuce. Thank you. Appreciate y'all, man. All the help and support you guys give us. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it tomorrow. Can't wait to see everybody.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Okay, guys.
Deuce, you got to let me know how close you are with these people. Everybody we talk to, I'm just like rambling around and then, hey, what's up? You know, what's up, my brother?